at a CVS.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a work purchase. I'll explain when you get back. But anyhow, see you on the next go round. Yeah, I love my MacBook. When I decided, I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be the guy that said, Windows is superior and Android superior, and never having really, got into the Apple-verse. So I went 100%, like, in 2012. I got an iPhone. I converted my music over to iTunes. I got a MacBook, the whole nine yards. I just went all in. And the iTunes, I couldn't live with that. I don't think I got a month. And I said, this is ridiculous. Give me a simple way to manage my music. This is just too much BS. So I got rid of that. And the phone at the time, that was 2012, there were a lot of weird things going on with Apple. Like, one of the deal breakers, believe it or not, is I couldn't be talking to somebody on the phone and pay for something, like with my Starbucks app. I had to hang up with the person I was talking to, buy my coffee, and call them back. And that was like the last straw for me. There were, in addition to all the pay for everything, there was nothing available out there free at the time. And I couldn't deal with the iPhone either. But the MacBook I adored, and I've never looked back. I just love my MacBook. Now I'm giving iPhone another try. I switched over last night. I got an iPhone 16. I know it's not the latest greatest, but it has a USB. Thank God they're finally joining the 21st century here and getting a USB-C connector instead of that stupid proprietary crap. So that was one thing. But we'll see. I know a lot has changed since my bad experience with iPhone 15 years ago, and we'll see how it goes. I've had one for work for a while, so I've been carrying one, and it's not horrible. There are certain things I can't stand. One thing that bothers me is there's no buttons. It's like I liked it when they had one button. I like Android with the back button and all your apps stay running. In order to close them, you gotta swipe up just right, and then you gotta kind of go through one at a time and like pull it off the screen, pull it off the screen, pull it off the screen. Why can't I just close down all the apps like an Android? Maybe you can, and I don't know how to do it yet. But they seem like they're all in there polluting and taking up some of the phone's power. I don't know, maybe not, but just can't stand it. Nothing really closes. You just kind of swipe up to get to the next thing. Can I close something?